Proverbs 30, verse 17, these are God's words. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. This verse is a reminder that we are made of dirt and that our bodies can very easily be made bird feed. God is the one who formed the body of the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into it the breath of life. Every one of us owe him all of our life and all of our existence. All things are from him and through him and to him. And believers, or not believers, people especially, the apostle says, in him we live and move and have our being. We exist for his glory. We exist to know him. First catechism question you guys learn. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Now he is the one who has picked for you your particular father and mother. Your father and mother might not be as gifted or as kind or of as good character as another one, but your father and your mother are the ones that God has picked for you. And he is all-powerful and steadfastly loving and faithful, full of steadfast love and faithfulness. And he is the one who has given himself in Christ for you. And so in his appointment, you can trust his wisdom. And you must submit to his will. So if you don't honor your father and your mother, you are rebelling against the God who made you, the only God who can save you, the one whose glory we were created to enjoy forever and ever, and whom you must worship. So he says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. In other words, not only is death the punishment for sin, and not only is it a great sin to dishonor your parents, but this person in Proverbs 30, verse 17, doesn't even get a burial. They die in dishonor. Their body is not treated as something that is special and precious, as belonging to the Lord, and that they are not done with yet, and that is looking forward to the resurrection and glory. Instead, they're cast out on the ground. This happens in a few other places in the Bible. And it's a very dreadful statement by God. It's a form of a curse to not be permitted to be buried, but to have the eyes plucked out by the ravens or the young eagles. This is a very stern warning. And notice that the dishonoring here is not the dishonoring of disobedience. It's the dishonoring of the eye. It's the person who does this, in the second line, and scorns obedience to his mother. This may be someone who's actually doing what his mom said, but he's doing it with a scornful look. He wants to escape discipline, or perhaps he's well enough trained that he offers that immediate obedience like he's supposed to, but it's not from the heart. His eye is mocking and scorning. This reminds us that our God looks on the heart, that the obedience that Jesus had to offer in our place was a willing, cheerful obedience from the heart. that he was completely committed to doing not what he willed, but what his father willed. Even in yesterday's sermon passage, you remember the Lord Jesus went to pray in order to be strengthened for submission. He knew that the cup couldn't pass from him. He'd just finished telling his disciples that this had to happen. When the crowd shows up to arrest him, he tells them, this is their hour and the power of darkness. So the reason he was praying was because prayer is a means by which even our sinless Savior drew strength to submit to something that was very hard. And he submitted perfectly. So that's what's counted for us. Perfect submission. We saw that when he was a young boy too, didn't we? The way even when he was 12, and by the time he was 12, his parents, the scripture says, didn't even understand him. And yet the Bible says that even though they didn't understand them, he went home with them and he submitted himself to them. Why? Because God, his heavenly Father, had given that mom and that dad to him. That's the righteousness that's counted for you when you trust in Jesus. And that's the kind of obedience and honoring your mother and father that the Holy Spirit gives you when you belong to Jesus by faith. And as he makes you more and more like Jesus, what does he make you more and more like? Well, he makes you more and more like the eye that honors his father and is glad to offer obedience to his mother. And that eye will be laid to rest in a grave. Will it decompose? Yes. But it will be laid to rest in a grave because it's looking forward to the resurrection of the body, just like our own Savior's resurrection. So will also our bodies be resurrected glorious, and we will perfectly enjoy and glorify him forever and ever in a new heavens and a new earth. Well, you are already, in part, if you obey this passage, you seek from God the help of the Holy Spirit to give you honoring your mother in the way that you feel and think about your obedience. So she comes home from her errands and she comes in here and she sees a bunch of stuff that she immediately realizes she would really like done. And you're working on school or whatever. And she calls out your name and she says, do this. Instead of that reflex of grumbling that you didn't get to finish whatever it was that you were working on, you remember, Jesus is honoring from the heart and obedience with cheerfulness is what I want the Holy Spirit to be producing in me, to be like the one who's obeyed in my place and saved me. You pop out of your chair and you say, yes, mommy. And you run to do it and you do it as well as you can. And then you go back to your school or whatever it is. The Lord wants the heart. The Lord wants our attitudes. The Lord wants the kind of look that we give our mom when she gives us an instruction or a command. The Lord wants us to glorify him and to be like his son in every way. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. The Lord grant that none of us would be described by that verse. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we marvel at the perfection of your obedience because we read and think about a verse like this, and we realize how bad our attitudes have been, and the looks that we have given and the manner in which we have done things. And that's even when we were doing what was right. But you, our Savior, you have always done exactly what is right with exactly the right attitude so that we know how much went into your father announcing, this is my beloved son, with him I am well pleased. We thank you that you offered yourself on the cross. We thank you that you give yourself to us when you work faith in us by your Holy Spirit, so that for your sake we know that we are beloved in you, and that the Lord is well pleased with us in you. We ask for the help of your Spirit, that in this particular case that we would honor you by honoring our mother and our father, that you'd give us proper attitudes, so that not only might we be well-pleasing in you, but that we might also offer that behavior that is like yours, that is well-pleasing to God. Give us this desire and fulfill it, we pray, by your power and your grace. We ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.